Now, if you have your Bibles, we will go to the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter, and we're going to read verses 12 through 15, and also 1 John 5 that you've already heard in your hearing, 1 John 5 and 14. The Bible reads this morning, the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter, beginning at verse 12. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priests, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Base of our thinking coming from verse 12. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Supporting scripture this morning, 1 John 5 and 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to use a thought or a subject. Whatever you ask for in his will, it's done. Whatever you ask for in his will, it's done. There was a time that some of you made a statement that I'll try anything once, but then you learn better to hold your mouth. Because there are some things you're never going to try. But if you don't try Jesus, you're missing out on something. If you don't know Jesus for yourself, I'm not talking about mama now. I'm not talking about pastor. I'm talking about you yourself. You better know the Lord for yourself. And you got to know him to the point that you can have that same confidence that anything you ask him, if it's in his will, see, that's the key. If it's in his will, then it's done. Hallelujah. If I didn't want to preach, I'd tell you I done preached already. Hallelujah. And I feel like talking this morning. Oh, glory. When I see people, my people, my people, everybody you see, they your people, whether you like them or not, them your people. Even though that you don't understand, every Mexican, every Hispanic, them part of your people. I don't know where we have come to a place in life where we think that we are better than somebody else. But we are living in a time, and if we were honest with ourselves, we realize that there are those of us that think more of ourselves than we ought. But isn't it good? Isn't it good to know that God knows everything there is to know about us this morning? And the Lord God knows what you're going through, because he understands sometimes that your journey gets very, very hard. He understands sometimes that your load gets so heavy that it seems like you just can't hardly make it. And how many of you have those times where you're almost at a point of giving up? You're about ready to say, I just quit it. I done did everything that I know to do and I'm tired. Anybody ever just get tired? You know how you've been trying to be a friend to somebody? You've been been trying to be a lover to somebody, and it seems like every time you turn around, if it's not one thing, it's another. You made up in your mind some time ago that I want to live for the Lord. And ever since you said that out your mouth, the devil got busy and he started putting darts in your way, put stumbling blocks in your way, having walls up in your way. But isn't it good to know that no weapon formed against you is able to prosper? Anybody know anything about that? And I heard somebody say that what God has for me is for me. Anybody believe that terminology this morning? Well, then if there's something that you know that you want from God, all you got to do is just ask him. But the key is, when it's not in his will, a lot of times you will find yourself asking in vain. But God loves us. God loves us. God allowed us this opportunity, despite ourselves, to come and to have this chance to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Many of us, we were here on last Sunday, and from benediction last Sunday to this present moment right now, many of our people went through and experienced different things. And in the process, they found it necessary to talk to God. You see, I believe this morning that if the only time that you take time out of your busy schedule to talk to God is Sunday morning, then you're missing out on some good blessings. You're missing out on some days that where you might have been catching hell. You might have got a little peace. You might have got some understanding. You might have got something that will help you to make it one day through another. But we find ourselves so many times, instead of being encouraged, we find ourselves being down and out. We listen to negative-minded, negative-spirited people, and a lot of times those type people don't mean you any good anyway. And what they want to do is want to see you with a frown on your face. They want to see you. You know how when you say one thing and they'll say something negative, they just sort of shoot it right down, and you done got excited about Jesus, and all of a sudden you went to share the goodness of Jesus, and they just shot you right down. Anybody ever had somebody to just turn it around and tell you what you used to be and remind you of where you was in life? But where you was yesterday doesn't necessarily mean that that's where you are today. Now, none of us, don't get it twisted, none of us are perfect. Whole lot of us think that because we've developed a mind and a mentality to do the right thing, and we have our little life structure, so we can look down on other folk. But you don't have a right to look down on nobody. If you're able to walk with your head up high, if you're able to know that God is your leader and your guide, and he leads and directs your path, you're nothing but a blessed saint of God. You ought to thank God that he was able to look beyond your fault and bless you. And if God looked beyond your fault, don't you know that that same God is able to bless somebody else? It's one thing to talk faith. Completely different thing to walk faith. So many times we can talk it all we want to, but if you walk by faith, then the Bible teaches us that you're walking by faith, not by sight. Because regardless of what you see, God has the power to do the impossible. There are things that I see with my eyes that I realize that there's nothing that I can do about it. But the Bible clearly tells me with men there are some things that are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So now, let us classify that all those things. All things is anything. Anything that comes up in your life, you ought to be able to believe that God can help you with it. That there are times that the devil is going to overcloud your mind. The devil is going to try to make you think that there's no hope for you. The devil is going to try to make you think that there's no need of you even to try because you've already fell down in the mud. But let me tell you something. Even while you're down in the mud, the Bible says, I will look up to the hills from which cometh my help, and my help coming from the Lord. Because I can ask God, Lord, have mercy on me. Wash me. Cleanse me. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody hearing me this morning. We sing a song sometime, I know what prayer can do. Well, if you know what prayer can do, why don't you try praying? It's easy to pray. It's easy to pray. We got to realize that we all got something to pray about. We ought to know this morning that God is a powerful God. And when he puts his powerful hand on something, things are going to change. I found out that God would not only help bring you through, but after you've gone through, God will stay with you until the end. How many of you know this morning that it's only by the grace and the mercy of God that we are where we are right now? And I wonder, do we realize and accept the fact that there is something wrong with every one of us? Despite all of our efforts to live right, there's still something wrong with us. Despite the effort that we say that we love everybody, there have come times in our lives when we hadn't treated folk like we ought to treat them. But the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, we know something about sin. Sin is an overstepping of the law. Sin is defined as transgression. Sin is the divine boundary between good and evil. Sin is a failure to meet divine standards. Sin originated with Satan, entered the world through Adam, is and was universal. Anywhere you go, you can find sin. There are a whole lot of us think that we can run from it, but you can't run from the devil. The devil got too many workers. The devil got too much power. You can't run from him, but you can beat him. If you have faith in the God that you serve, if you learn how to tell the devil to get off of you, every now and then you got to have that same mind that Jesus had when he was tempted. And he said, get thee behind me, Satan. And when you tell Satan to get behind you, you got to talk with authority. You got to talk and mean what you say. Say what you mean and mean what you say. If you say, I want the devil out of my life, then you got to act like you want the devil out of your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that we're going to have trials and tribulations in this life. But there are times that we got to understand that God has already told us that he'll work it out for us. We got to understand this morning that it's not about what we want in life, but it's about what we need. God promised that I shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. And there's nothing that God will not do for us this morning. God has always blessed us, but the problem is that we have forgotten to ask God. You know, we know that he is an all-knowing God. God already knows what you're going through. God knows what you're standing in need of, but God wants you or expects you to ask him. All of us, we serve a mighty God. We serve an all-knowing God, and God knows everything that we stand in need of, but the Bible says you have not because you ask not. And then we find ourselves asking and we're yet wavering in our faith because we ask with our mouth, but we don't believe in our heart that God is going to do what we asked him to do. How do we ask God? We got to learn how to talk to God. Jesus said that if you're going to talk to the Lord, let me give you an example of how to pray. The Bible says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. How many of you are worried about next week? Worried about what you're going to have on the table all week long, but all you got to do is thank God for what he give you today. Why worry yourself about what you're going to eat Thursday and you could be dead and gone? But if you thank God for what he gives you today, then if by reason of strength that he wakes you up in the morning, I believe the same God that fed you on Sunday, he'll feed you on Monday. Anybody believe that this morning? I have anybody in here that ever been broke, but yet you still found that somebody gave you something to eat? I got anybody in here that ever found out that there is somebody out there that cares about you? There is somebody that will bend over backwards and will lend a helping hand to help lift you up out of the condition that you're in? You got to know God to know that he will make a way out of no way. But God tells us that we got to learn how to forgive. Forgive our debts and we forgive our debtors. Then Jesus says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. But you know what? He closes that off with forever. So what that lets me know is that when I'm going through, God's still God. When I make a mistake, God is still God. When the critics say that I'm not going to make it, God is still God. When somebody say that you're never going to amount to nothing, know that God is still God. And if God made you from the dust of the ground and breathed into your nostrils the breath of life, and God said that you're a living soul, God said he'd walk with you every step of the way. How many of us believe that this morning? We got to believe that anything we ask God, God is willing to do if it's within his will. Paul says, when we ask God, we got to have faith. Because there's no need to pray if you don't have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Jesus tells us that faith only the size of a mustard seed can move a mountain or move a tree and uproot that whole tree because of your belief. You see, you got to understand that there are some mountains that arose in your life. But if you got faith in the power of God, God is able this morning to lift you up from that condition that you find yourself in. The Bible tells us that if we be a witness to the power of God, that we can have the same confidence that the Apostle John had when he said that if we ask anything according to his will, that God is able to hear us. I want to know that when I talk to the power of God, that God hear and understand what I'm asking him for. I find this morning that every now and then in this life of mine, I find out that I can't make the journey all by myself. But I heard about a man by the name of Jesus the Christ. And the Lord our God said, if anything that I want, all I got to do is ask him. And I stopped by Fowl's Chapel one more time to tell somebody, whatever you ask for, if it's in God's will, you can claim it done in the name of Jesus. I believe this morning somebody stand in need of a blessing. And if you need a blessing from the Lord our God, you better open up your mouth and ask the Lord for what you want. I heard somebody say that I have not because I ask not. But I learned how to talk to the Lord. I heard that if I call him early in the morning, I can call him in the noonday hour. I can call him late in the midnight. Anybody ever called him in the wee mornings of the hour? And you thought that everybody else might have been sound asleep. But every now and then, you got to have a little talk with Jesus. You got to tell him all about your trouble. You got to tell the Lord that you're going through and you need a little bit of help. When you talk to God, you got to talk with faith. You can't talk with God with doubt in your mind. There's no need to say, I believe the Lord will make a way out of no way. And to run away crying your eyes out all night long. You can cry if you want to cry, but you better cry with the expectation that one day you won't have to cry no more. I wonder, is anybody in the house this morning? Have anybody ever had to cry? Anybody ever been down and out? Anybody ever been so broke that they were just disgusted? But God stepped in and made a way out of no way. I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that God is on your side. If you want the Lord to do something for you this morning, you better trust the power of God. I'm tired of hearing people say that they're on the Lord's side, but they're walking around with their head hung down to the floor. If you're on the Lord's side and God has ever done anything for you, you ought not be ashamed to tell the Lord thank you. I'm reminded this morning, and I think about our text this morning. The Bible says that there was a man as Jesus passed through the city. The man had the leprosy. Leprosy was a skin disease. That skin disease put sores all over his body. There were spots, white spots all over his body. He was considered to be unclean. He had to wear mourning clothes. He had to shout out, unclean, unclean. So the people of God would know, don't get close to me, because I'm defiled, I'm unclean, and I have the leprosy. Isn't it a bad thing if you've been shut off from society? Don't nobody want to get close to you. Don't nobody want to talk to you. If you want to bring it to the new day, before we got all the clear understanding, we are afraid of diseases, this, that, and the other. But if you trust the power of the Almighty God, how many of you know that God is a healer? God can heal your feeble body. I wonder this morning if there's anybody in the house. Have you ever been down on a bed of affliction and you didn't know what you were going to do? You heard the doctors talking about your condition. You saw the nurses concerned on their face. But somewhere down on the inside, you begin to talk to your master. And the Lord said, I hear what you're saying, because I hear what you're asking me to do. You asked me to step in your life and heal your feeble body. Anybody in the house this morning, have you ever asked the Lord to touch your feeble body? How many of you know that God will come to your rescue? God will come in your sick room. And when God get in your sick room, he'll touch you with a finger of love. He'll pick you up off the bed. He'll push you back up on your feet. You can walk like you've been walking. You can open up your eyes and know that the Lord is on your side. I'm reminded this morning of a man with the leprosy. But the man heard that Jesus was in the midst of him. The Bible say that the man fell down on his face. Said, oh Lord, my master, if thy will, thy canst make me whole. In other words, I got faith in you, God. I know what you can do, but you got to want to do it. You got to have a will to do it. I want you to heal my body. The Bible said that Jesus looked at him and Jesus said, I will be thou clean. And the Bible says that immediately healing came upon this man. I want to let you know this morning that sometimes you have to wait on your healing, but sometimes it comes automatic. All you got to do is open up your mouth and say, Lord, I want you to come and see about me. And God will come into your sick room. There sometimes you got to wait a while before God come to see about you. But anybody ever heard that God is an on-time God? He may not come when you want it. He may not come when you want it. But I heard that he's an on-time God. I heard that God look beyond your fault and bless your every need. I heard that God can reach way down in the pits of hell, pick you up out the dirt, turn you around, place your feet on a solid ground. The Lord will sprinkle clean water and wash you. And if you don't get clean enough, brother, find the blood of Jesus. And they hung him on the cross. His blood washed us whiter than snow. And one more thing, for those that might be sick this morning, the Bible says that he was healed, and by every stripe that they beat out, Lord, that you are healed. So I thank God for Jesus the Christ, who died a shameful death. Because when I see him there on Calvary, when I see them beating him with the whip, every time they struck his back, every time those lashes went across his body, it was for the healing of somebody's sin. It was for the healing of somebody's infirmities. I want to let you know this morning that your soul is in the hand of God. Don't let nobody tell you what God can't do. Whatever you ask in his will, it's done. If you ask God, make me a better person, it's done. Because it is his will that you have life, and not only just have life, but have it more abundantly. It is his will that we be saved. God did not send his only begotten son to die for your sins and for my sins, for us to still die and go to hell. It is in his will that we be saved. And those of you that have been going through physically, the Bible says that he healeth all of thine diseases. Don't let man put a limit on what God can do. There are people working day in and day out. Research, checking, and trying to find new ways to heal this and to heal that. But let me tell you something about a healer that don't have to go into a laboratory. And he don't have to pull this or that and put it together and test the animals to see how it's going to work on you. But he can just speak the word. And it can happen. But you know what hinders us? Is that we don't have Christian faith. We got talk about faith. We got very thin faith because we believe what we can see. But when you get in a place where you know that it wasn't nobody, there are those of you even in here that are witnesses this morning that the doctor did what they did, the nurses did what they did, but the real healing came from up above. Anybody believe that? I am a true believer that you need to go to the doctor if something is going on in your body. But don't take man's word to be the last word. They can check out some things, and they know more than you do. But God knows more than them. God knows more than you. Trust the powers of God. For the Bible says this morning, and this confidence that I have, that I can ask Jesus anything, and if it's in his will, it shall be done. So think about that. Some of you got some things that you know you need God to do in your life. And those things that you are asking God to do, your friend can't do it. Your pastor can't do it. Your prayer partner cannot do it. It's going to take God. And God says, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. You know what I found out? God says that, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. When nobody else wants to be bothered with you, I love you. You're mine. I died for you. So as long as you can trust and believe in the power of Jesus, whatsoever you ask, if it's in his will, it shall be done. It's all right sometimes to question, because that's part of your human nature. But when you say, God, why? Sometimes you got to be careful what you ask. And when God gives you the answer, all you got to do is be obedient to what God has told you to do. Whatsoever you ask God for, if it's in his will, it's done this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. If there ever was a time that we really need to trust God, it's right now.